get my recorder started. So how long has this been in the works?
Well, we've been in this, this is a very complicated and major project, certainly for the Grand. We're going to get much larger very quickly. But we've been in discussion for months. You don't do something like this over a quick conversation. So we've been in discussion for several months about it.
Mm-hmm. And then who approached whom?
The DuPont actually approached us. Mm-hmm. And they thought that we had the ability to operate the space that in a way that would be consistent with its great history, and we agreed.
So then what does this now mean for the Grand? You know, like, let's spell this out into terms that people can understand. You know,
sure.
More shows or...
Absolutely. What I think the greatest opportunity that that this presents for the, for the arts attending public is it's going to be more choices. It's our intention to continue the Broadway programming that goes on at the Playhouse. It has a long and storied history of being part of the Broadway touring circuit, and we're certainly not going to change that. But we want to add more programming at the Playhouse in addition to what we're doing here at the Grand. We will have to figure out what works and what doesn't, just like we do here. But it is our intention to do more. And it works in a couple of ways. One, there are shows that because of the difference in the two theaters, even though the auditoriums are very similar sizes, the stage space itself is different. And so there are things that work better in each space than work in the other. And so we'll have that flexibility. It's also an opportunity because we have a very heavy schedule here, as you know, and we have three resident companies, that when there's a touring artist who wants to play in Wilmington and there isn't a space available at the Grand, now we have another theater that we can put them in. And then I think the last piece is that we'll be able to coordinate how we communicate this to the public and encourage audiences from each venue to go to the other venue. We'll market them together, we'll package them together, so that it means more choices, more variety, and more opportunity.
So this is not any reason to, be an alarm. This theater is not going anywhere.
Oh, no. There's no alarm necessary at all. I think this is an opportunity for rejoicing because we intend to have more performances in the Playhouse than there have been in recent years. And not only is that good news for theater audiences, it's good news for downtown. When we have, two great historic theaters that are two blocks apart, both humming along, I think it's going to be great for everybody.
Will you guys be hiring more people, or how will that all...
Well, we don't know yet. Obviously, our organization is going to get bigger, and we've been operating very, very efficiently, perhaps even too efficiently. So those are decisions that we have yet to make as we get involved, but, we will be in conversation with folks that are currently working at what was the DuPont Theater to see if some of them want to come work for us.